what you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. With heavy rainfall still expected, we hit the streets to find out how you're preparing for potential future floods.
Maria Noblet, and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, we're lucky because we have a house really high on the hill, but we've noticed that we've had a lot of erosion down at the bottom. We're just taking precautions and making sure that the drains down around our property are clear.
Martha Lewis on Pittsboro. No. Yeah, we've already done French drains and that sort of thing, so nothing more at the moment.
Vetus Bankitis, and I have a residence here in Chapel Hill. I do have a house here that's pretty high, so this is not a major concern for us.
Sarah Prophet, and I live in Chapel Hill. We're at Carroll Woods, so we let Carroll Woods worry about that.
Are you concerned about potential future floods in the area?
Rose McDavid, Chapel Hill, no.
Mary Dow, I live in Chapel Hill. I'm not. But we did sort of clear out a corner of the gutter to try and stop the garage flooding.
Gwen Tilly, and I live in Durham. It may sound strange, but I've actually been taking some of my outdoor plants in under the shelter so that they don't get waterlogged. And I know that's very simple compared to what serious things people are dealing with here.
Barbara Holka, and I live in Chapel Hill. That was on North Lake Shore where Curtis comes down and South Lake Shore heads off, and it was Booker Creek that was flooded quite a bit of land and I think a couple of houses.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.